This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Now, of course, electric cars will need electric charging stations, and that has presented a kind of a chicken and egg problem. Who's going to build the stations before there are enough cars to use them? But who's going to buy enough cars before there are enough places to charge them? So yesterday, the Biden administration announced a series of steps it is taking to build 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations by 2030. Those steps include setting up a new joint office to help manage the rollout and gathering information from local governments and community groups. Now, building the stations, though, is one thing. Making them convenient and accessible is another. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Not everybody needs to use the same kind of charging station, says MIT professor Jessica Transic. She says a station near someone's home or job could be a cheaper, low-power station. But if a station's near a highway where people are traveling long distances and need a quick charge,
then you really want to go for higher power chargers, which can cost 10 times more.
Transic says one goal is to make sure the government's investment goes as far as it can. Another is to make driving an electric vehicle more convenient.
You know, that's really how you get to these targets, like a 50% adoption of electric vehicles.
The Biden administration says one focus will be deploying charging stations in rural and low-income communities. Gil Tal runs the Electric Vehicle Research Center at UC Davis.
We need to make sure all of these groups will get the same service.
Tal says an equitable charging network will be important as electric vehicles become more affordable. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.